Test 76, Section 3, Question 1. Here we're looking for what would make the argument perfect, or the argument follows logically if it's assumed. It says, Vadim is going to be laid off. That sounds like a conclusion. Vadim's work has been exemplary since joining the firm, but management has already made the decision to lay off a programmer. And this firm strictly follows a policy of laying off the most recently hired programmer. So basically, the jump here, or the gap, and you probably noticed it right away, is that it's saying that the firm is going to lay off the most recently hired programmer. And the conclusion is that Vadim is going to be laid off. And that's assuming that Vadim is the most recently hired programmer. So I'd kind of look for that. This is one where I think you should kind of know what you're looking for. The firm values experience in its programmers more highly than any other quality. That isn't going to make it perfect. We need to know that Vadim is recently hired. When Vadim was hired, policy of laying off the most recently one was clearly explained. We don't really know whether or not it was or wasn't explained, just that that is the policy. Vadim is the most recently hired programmer. That's going to make this argument perfect. Vadim's out of luck. If the firm has policy, follows a policy of laying off the most recently hired one, and it's going to lay off a programmer, well, then Vadim's going to be out of a job. Every other programmer has done better work. It's not about quality of work. It's about length of time since hiring. And it's a bad policy that the firm always lays off. It doesn't matter whether it's good or bad. We just want to know whether or not Vadim is going to keep their job. And so, therefore, answer choice C is our correct one.